This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
People, she said, take advantage of people in weakness. God will never do that with you. Mark my words, he'll never take advantage of you. Like, I've got you right where I want you, pal. He won't do that. But God will take a weakness that you have surrendered to him, and he will manifest his strength. I said this in the first two services. I really believe it's true. This passage of scripture has a past, present, and future component with people. What do I mean by that? There are some people, this has a past component, meaning you're hearing me speak today and say, yeah, we went through that 2 years ago with such and such a situation. And so for you, it's kind of past tense. We went through something like that, and God worked in our weakness. Other people, I had several people first and second service say, we're going through the deal right now where we need the message of 2 Corinthians 12 today. And I knew what they meant. They needed God to work in their weakness right now. But for some of you, there's a future component. Your life's going pretty good right now. Health's good. Money's coming in. Things are going pretty well. But the time will come when you will remember 2 Corinthians 12 says God demonstrates his strength through our weakness. And you'll say, I remember that. And that's what's happening in my life at that moment. It's a past, present, and future component. Where are you on the timeline of that illustration? Sheila is from New Hampshire. She said almost 4 years ago, my husband of 28 years died. I felt that part of me died. And if it were not for a firm faith in the Lord, I don't think I could have carried on a single moment as a single mother through many challenges. There were floods and trees that came through our roof after a huge storm. Children being sick, teens suffering depression, wandering in rebellion, friends who needed a home and children who needed a dad who could no longer be there, job changes, many home repairs, which I'd never done before. Each and every challenge was difficult, but God sent help and finances just when they were needed. God provided when sometimes there didn't seem to be any way possible. The Lord longs for a relationship with us. It's the relationship I have with God that has allowed me to keep on keeping on. This all happened through prayer, reading God's word and worship. Every time I felt I couldn't go on, God gave me a friend to help, a word of encouragement, or a new job to fit my schedule. All this was possible, and I find this intriguing right here. All this was possible because Jesus died on a cross so I could be forgiven and have my relationship restored to God. I find it intriguing, all the litany of stuff she says, and God's able to help me because of Christ's death on the cross. You know, everything's connected to the cross. Anything positive in your life is connected to the cross, whether you and I know it or not. Everybody in this room has forgiveness issues. Everybody does. You wonder about, am I going to be forgiven for that? Am I going to be forgiven for 20 years ago? Am I going to be forgiven? And we wrestle with forgiveness issues. And then we wrestle on the other side of the coin with forgiving people. There are men and women in this room in all three services struggling with, I don't know if I'm going to forgive him or not. I remember being on a Christian school playground years ago. Christian school. And just walking from one end of the playground to another, going into a building, and I overheard a conversation probably between two third or fourth graders, and one said to the other, I might forgive you, and I might not. I might forgive you, and I might not. There are 50-year-olds who are saying to a spouse, I might forgive you, and I might not. 60-year-olds, I might forgive you, I might not. And we dangle people over forgiveness. Maybe, maybe not.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.